You know, one of the real privileges of working here at WOC is every once in a while I get to talk to Senator Charles Grassley, senior senator from the state of Iowa. Senator Grassley, good afternoon and welcome again.
Hey, Jim, I'm glad to talk to you, and I thank you for having me. I would like to explain something that we kind of screwed up getting to you. My staff went to one studio. I came to where my schedule said I'm supposed to go, and the senator from Nebraska's got to use this studio in 10 minutes, so I'm only going to be able to spend 10 minutes with you, and I regret that very much because I enjoy being on as long as you want me. So what can we talk about?
There is no problem at all. I just looked down at the clock, and in 10 minutes, we will hang up. And
okay.
What we're going to talk about is Senator Grassley. You're in the U.S. Senate. What's hot this week?
Well, what's hot this week is we're trying to get up what's called the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, bill that would put in place a program for the next 5 or 6 years, which is usually the length of a reauthorization of a program. The problem with the FAA reauthorization is that for the last several years, it's been extended maybe sometimes only 3 months, sometimes 6 months, maybe one time a couple years, and you just can't expect airlines and you can't expect airports to operate very effectively when they don't know if the program's going to exist. So here's where we are. We're trying to get the bill up in the United States Senate. I think we got a good bipartisan compromise that can get through the United States Senate. If we can get through a whole bunch of amendments, I think it'll be kept pretty clean as it came out of committee. Senator Thune of South Dakota is the chairman of that committee, and he's put together a pretty good bill. But in the House of Representatives, there's problems whether or not they can get enough Republicans to do a long-term bill. Will they get a bipartisan agreement that they can move out? And there is this singular dispute between the House and the Senate. The Senate is not ready to privatize the air traffic controllers like they have done in a lot of countries. And there's good reason to do that, but I'm not going to take a position to do that if we're going to not get a long-term agreement. In the House of Representatives, though, on a very narrow margin out of committee, they voted to privatize the air traffic controllers. And from that standpoint, then, you've got three big airlines that want that to happen. You got Delta that doesn't want it to happen. You've got the corporate jets and the general aviation that doesn't want it to happen. So the dispute between the House and Senate, I'm not sure it will be worked out on the standpoint of privatization. But anyway, I hope the House would take the Senate bill so we get a 5 or 6 year program so that there will be predictability. That's what's up this week, and it'll probably go into next week.
So it's who's in the control tower at the airports, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about breakfast. I gather there's supposed to be some kind of breakfast between you and President
Obama. Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Well, our two schedulers between Judge Garland and me has to be worked out, but I think it'll take place within the next 7 or 8 days, and we'll probably announce when that's going to take place, but I want to make sure that we have an agreement between the two of us, so because we're going to have to meet at the same time. And listen, normally they come to your office, and you talk to them for a half hour. I thought maybe, since I'm chairman of the committee, that I would meet with Judge Garland in the members' dining room. I told him I would pay for the meal. He doesn't have to pay. He doesn't have to pay anything. We'll have a discussion that's longer than what you normally do. But now I don't want to overplay this because this is kind of a get acquainted. It's kind of a question. You call it a courtesy visit, and it happens not only for Supreme Court justices, it happens for cabinet people and things like that. Normally meeting them just as a courtesy, maybe to discuss some things seriously, but it doesn't have to be discussed seriously. But I think the White House is playing up my meeting and a few other Republicans that somehow these courtesy visits is a crack in the position of 52, a majority of the United States Senate that said that we should, like Senator Biden and Senator Schumer said over a period of 30 years, that when you have a lame duck session and you have a vacancy, it should go to the new president next year to appoint. So that's the posture we're in, and I think the White House doesn't like our posture. They want to have this process move along and have a vote. It's going to be highly partisan. I'm a guy that has voted 24 bills out of the Judiciary Committee, every one of them a bipartisan bill. So we know that this nomination is not going to get through the Senate. So why spin your wheels in a highly controversial hearing and nothing's going to happen when we can work and be productive, because the Senate's not very productive anyway. If we can get things done, we ought to spend our time getting things done in a bipartisan way. And I said all of the bills that have come out of committee, I know that this sounds highly partisan, what I'm saying about how we're going ahead and list judges, justices, but I want to make sure you know that there was a Georgetown University study released here within the last 3 weeks that said out of 100 senators that they studied, I came in fifth of the most bipartisan. So I don't think I can be accused of partisanship just because this one issue is partisan.
Well, what I was asking you, you're pretty well answered, and what you're going to do is a courtesy meeting with the nominee of the Supreme Court, and they're going to tell him that your position hasn't changed.
That's exactly right. And not only my position, but we're talking about a majority of the Senate feels that we ought to follow this 10-year or this 30-year understanding that we've had. When you have a lame duck session, Senate or a lame duck president, the next president ought to do it. And this isn't a whole lot different than what happened when justice died in the Eisenhower administration, and it certainly isn't any different than what happened when there was a vacancy in Lyndon Johnson's administration, 1968.
Well, can you give me, we got about 2 minutes left, can you give me 2 minutes on our defense posture and what the Senate is looking at doing with the size of the U.S. Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines?
Well, I don't think we're doing enough to stop some curtailing of people. But here's where we were under the years 13, 14, and 15 when we had sequestration. The Army was going to be reduced down from 490 to 440,000. The Marines were going to be reduced down, I think, in the neighborhood of 25,000. We have put $25 billion more into defense this year, and for next year there's going to be another $15 billion, in addition to everything else that was being spent, $15 billion of new money. And that ought to reduce the amount of reduction. And that reduction wasn't going to be finalized until, it wasn't even going to be completed until probably the year 19. So I think that we got plenty of time to make sure that those adjustments don't have to take place the way they were under sequestration. Now, this wouldn't have been an issue if we hadn't had ISIS crop up there in the Middle East. But everybody realizes now what we were doing under sequestration, spending less money in defense, wasn't adequately defending the United States, and that's the number one responsibility of the federal government.
Well, Senator, that's the 10 minutes that you said you had available, and I'll say thank you very much for spending time here with us this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you very much, and you have me back, and I'll try to make it up for you.
Okay, well, we'll have you back, that's for sure, especially between now and November.
Okay,
Senator
goodbye.
Charles Grassley.